Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hello. So I'm going to be 65 pretty soon, and I'm just wondering, in your opinion, are there certain tests that at this age I should kind of have a baseline for any sort of, anti-aging kind of issues going forward?
Well, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, and you know how it is. If you get three doctors in a room, you've got five different opinions, and it's only second to attorneys. If you've got three attorneys in a room, you've got 11 different opinions. But that's the way it goes. In my opinion, if you're going to do a marker, the first one to do, I'm sorry, it's a bit pricey, but it is really unique. It's called a telomere test, T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E. A telomere just means how long your chromosomes are, ma'am. And mm-hmm. The shorter the chromosomes, you probably know this, you sound like you've studied on this topic, but the shorter the chromosomes, the less likely chance we have of the longevity we'd be shooting for. And there are substances out there that have been found to help lengthen telomeres. You can find out about that online. Mm-hmm. But there are substances that help us to re-lengthen telomeres. And in fact, I am not kidding you, ma'am, and a few years back, there was a study found that just taking a multiple vitamin, for people who had never taken vitamins, of course, just taking the multiple vitamin mineral helped to lengthen telomeres a little bit. So anyway, that's the one key test, the telomere test. But it is pricey. I'm sorry.
Like about what? I mean, just give me a ballpark.
Oh, it's in the hundreds. I'm sorry. It's not in the thousands,
okay.
But it's in the
and
hundreds.
And is that one that the Meridian Valley Lab does?
No, we send it to a lab in B.C. and Vancouver, B.C., that seems to do the best job of it. But we can draw it and send it there for you, ma'am, if you don't want to go to B.C.
And
yourself.
Is it blood or urine? Or what
it's definitely a blood test, ma'am. Definitely a blood test.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And no fasting required while we're at it.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. And then the other question I have is I had a colonoscopy at age 50. They found polyps. They removed them. But now I've been much better doing like fiber and things, like that. So I'm more regular and all that type of thing. My regular insurance doctor wants me to do another colonoscopy, but I know you talked about a test that shows like DNA of cancer or something. But
absolutely,
ma'am. Since I've already had polyps, do you still think that's still a good idea to just do the other testing?
Yes, ma'am. It's called Cologuard, C-O-L-O-G-U-A-R-D. Cologuard, and if there's any DNA from cancer cells in there, it'll find it, whether it's from the polyp cancer cell or some cancer cell that isn't making a polyp, it's going to find it. Now, it's not 100%. It's close. You can read that on their website. Go to Cologuard. There's another thing, ma'am, but that is that there's a substance out there called I3C, indole-3-carbinol, that's actually been found to kill colon cancer cells. I am not kidding. I'm going to put that in the newsletter at some time. That here's this substance, and there's a couple other ones, too, that actually kills colon cancer cells, and nobody's telling us about it. Sheesh.
Oh. Okay.
Indole-3-carbinol.
Yeah.
And there's another one called diindolemethane, D-I-M. And both of those have been found to kill colon cancer cells.
Oh, okay. And do you think that I kind of had a long history of constipation because as a kid they would feed me all these heavy proteins I couldn't break down. Thank God, you got me on, the idea of, taking HCL and everything. And again, I'm not eating Wonder Bread like I was way back in the day.
That's good.
So I'm eating fiber and I'm having regular bowel movements. But do you think that kind of history typically shows more into polyps and problems in the colon than if now that I'm regular, that I go twice a day and everything's moving good?
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's just not enough research on that to tell me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just curious. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.